Jackrabbit FM cares. Good morning, Jules.
I'm so excited to introduce you to a young gentleman this morning. Lordwick, thanks for being on the show and thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
I'm really grateful to be here today.
We loved receiving your letter. You wrote to Good Morning Angels. And when we read the letter, we were just inspired by your determination. So Lordwick wants one thing in life, and that is to obtain his diploma in business administration.
Absolutely.
And in his letter to us, he even listed the ways that he's going to raise money to pay for this. He is determined. Lordwick, tell us, what are you doing to try and make money to make this degree?
It initially started a few years back when recycling was just an idea.
Yeah.
But knowing that I wanted to be the first graduate at home, it actually motivated me to study. So what I actually do is recycle and cut people's grass, do garden and cut people's hay.
You do everything that you possibly can do. Tell me about this recycling. Are you one of the guys with the trolleys?
Yes, I am. I wake up every morning early, long hours. And
take me through that quickly. So what I often thought, because when I come to work in the morning, which is relatively early, I already see some of the guys with their trolleys, you know, they're still empty, obviously, heading in to go and start collecting.
Yes.
What time do you start your day?
Normally I wake up around 5.
Yeah.
And then I do the normal things. Then around 6:30 I go out and go look for the recycling materials.
All right. And what does that entail? You obviously go, so other people chuck stuff, put their rubbish in the bins and stuff.
Yes.
You collect it, you sort between. How do you do it?
I actually, the first thing that came to mind was hygiene first. Obviously I have to wear gloves and a work suit.
Sure.
And then early in the early mornings, I have to wake up, take my trolley and my bags and actually open the bin and look for the recycling materials, boxes, pet plastics and other plastics, normal plastic, food plastics.
Where do you take it? Where do you guys take it? I mean, once you've now loaded, and I see you've loaded, you load those trolleys high. And you go fast. Where are you on your way to? Who pays you for that?
There's actually buyback centers that we take the stuff to those buyback centers, and then they actually weigh them according to the scale. Okay.
Mm. Where are these centers?
Actually, they're everywhere. But
okay,
yes.
And how much do you get?
Yeah, just about to ask. How much do you get for a trolley? Because I see you guys, you stack them high, because I'm presuming, obviously, the more weight, the more money.
It actually depends on the weight.
So let's say one trolley on average.
One trolley on average. Let me make an example. If it's boxes, one trolley, it's 1 rand per kg, so it will be like 140 rand plus minus.
How long does it take you to fill up one trolley like that?
It usually takes me a week.
So how much money do you make in a day collecting?
I actually don't sell them in a day. I sell them after 2 months or three, and then I make around about 2,000 rand, plus minus 2,000.
About 1,000 a month, and that's a lot of work, eh?
That's a lot of work.
Yes, my brother. That's a lot of work for 1,000 rand a month. I take my hat off. And this has become a very important part of recycling in Joburg.
Absolutely. And Pretoria Centurion, today in our area is Dustbin Day. And as I was leaving, people were already collecting.
Yes.
So
hard work for about 1,000 a month.
Yes.
And he's got a dream. He wants a diploma in business administration. How did you wake up one day deciding that you want to get a diploma in business, Lordwick?
Actually, what really happened is that I was motivated by my dad on how he struggled to get work.
Mm.
So he really struggled to get work for a better future for us. So that actually motivated me. So motivated me so that I create employment one day for other people as well.
And these diplomas cost money. They cost a lot of money. So you come from a place, so you end up here in the big city, you don't have a job, you have to make a job for yourself to make the money to study and, of course, to feed yourself. How much does it cost to get a diploma like this?
It's actually quite expensive because it's a private institution. It actually costs around 22,000 rand.
22,000 rand
for this
rand?
Year.
For per year.
No, it increases per year, yes.
Mm. All right.
Everything goes up, Martin.
Say
you
for
know,
me.
Most.
And how long does it take?
It's a 3-year course.
Mm. So it's a 3-year course that costs 22,000 a year. And you said that you do the collecting of the rubbish for recycling purposes, obviously. You saw Makat here in your area as well. You do whatever it takes to get that money in. How much do you make in a month from everything that you do, if I may ask?
I actually make around somewhere around, there's no specific amount, but I'm just to estimate, it's around 2,000, 3,000, just to estimate.
2,000, 3,000
yes.
a month. And how often do you work? Do you work a full day? Do you work all day?
Depending on how often I go to school. So I normally cut my school days. There's 5 days in a week for me. So I recycle and cut grass and cut hair 3 times a week, three days.
And then you go to school the other days?
The 2 days, yes.
Yeah. And it's long days for you to collect all that stuff, the plastics and everything else to recycle. Mm. So you make about 2,000 a month and you need quite a bit more, obviously, to sustain yourself and to get this diploma. What drives you, my friend? What... You know, I know a lot of people, I think, listening right now, some people, who would say this is just too much work for too little money. This is not worth it. What keeps you going?
Actually, what keeps me going is that I actually want a better future for myself and my family. I actually want that for everyone in my family to have a better life so that it's worth it for everyone.
How much are you short?
I couldn't. There's a time limit, so I can't write my two tests that are coming next week. So I'm short with 8,000 out of the whole year.
For this year?
For this year, yes.
You need another 22,000 next year.
Yes.
All right. Let's see what we can do. All right, so to study and for him to get his diploma in business administration, he needs about 22 a year. It's a 3-year course. You can do the math. He works as much as he can to get the money in, but it's not getting enough money in. And this is where Good Morning Angels comes in. On the line, our sponsors here for Festive Edition, Good Morning Angels, Bonnie Cooper from Roman's Pizza. Bonnie, morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Bonnie.
Are you listening to this, Bonnie, and are you as inspired as we are?
I think we have a superhero in your studio this morning.
All right, so listen, as you can tell, he is trying everything that he can. He works full days and still studies, and he needs a bit of extra cash. How much are you short for this year, by the way?
8,000.
You're 8,000 short for this year. You're writing exams next week.
Yes, on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, and he has to pay that 8,000 rand. Otherwise, everything that he's done this year is for nothing.
You're kidding me.
Yes.
What?
Yes, it's actually true.
What? So you've studied the entire year, you're 8,000 short. If you can't come up with 8,000, then what?
I cannot write the exams, and then I have to supplement next year, which is an extra additional 500 supplementary.
So 8,000 is standing between you wasting the entire year's studies and not.
Yes, and doing all of that work.
That's so ridiculous. Bonnie, Good Morning Angels, Roman's Pizza, could we do something here?
Oh, absolutely. I think, Ludwig, what we need to do for you is sort out the 8,000 rand and help you out with your school fees for next year. So from Roman's Pizza, we're going to give you 35,000 rand, and hopefully that's going to help you a long way. Come on, use your superhero.
Bonnie.
And just being there to help you. Gotta help you.
Just keep chatting.
I don't know what to say. I'm getting really emotional and tied up. But I mean, yes. I think this morning is actually a positive morning. Oh. You've got to be positive about it and move forward, because you're going to pass with flying colors.
Thank you, Roman's Pizza. Thank you, Bonnie. Much appreciated.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Cheers, bye. Lordwick. Are you happy?
I'm very happy.
So, this year's taken care of, and next year.
I'm actually speechless.
I need to come around there and just give you a...
Oh.
Give me a big boy.
Oh.
Well done.
There's literally not a dry eye in the house. I don't think there's anyone who's not crying.
Oh. My goodness.
Okay. You go and get your diploma. And,
Yeah.
A set of mirrors if you want for your trolley.
Martin.
Yeah.
There's a beautiful line that Lordwick wrote in his email. And I would like him to read that, because this meant so much to me. I know this means a lot to him. But to all of us here at Good Morning Angels, Lordwick, please just read that line that you wrote to us in your email.
Jacaranda Good Morning Angels brings hope to the lost and love to the unloved. I hope my email is received with great concern.
It has. God bless you and your family. Your dad, Samuel, you've done a great job.
Roman's Pizza is the proud sponsor of Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels Festive Edition. Roman's Pizza. Best pizza, best value.